Okay, we're totally editing all of that out.
Please. Oh, Jesus.
Please.
Ready, ready, ready to love. Get ready to laugh your ass off. The brothers you've always wanted. But the girls you've never had.
It's not always about sex, you know. Oh, what's the word? Oh, my.
Crickets, Donna.
Lesbian.
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 It's the Lesbian Lounge.
It's the Lesbian Lounge with Denise and Donna on MyLesbianRadio.com. Welcome to a winter wonderland of fun. Denise, how are ya?
I'm a little damp. It's been raining nonstop here for 2 days, and I'm so sick of it.
I was wondering what you meant by a little damp. I was thinking perhaps a pad would work.
Well, that too.
Oh, yeah. She texted me yesterday, I'm cramping.
I got the cramps, man. I got the cramps. It's like my body knows when it's a show.
Fucking A,
up.
Bitches. Because you haven't had a period in 3 months. Now, all of a sudden, it's every 9 days when we record.
That's unbelievable.
Well, hey. It's phase three of cold winter in SoFla, but at this moment in time, today is the 29th, there are people just above us, Denise, and I don't mean Lisa upstairs, I mean on the map, north of us and then all through the country, freezing to death and icing to death all over Atlanta, in Texas. People are just shiver, and in danger, really. There's so much bad weather happening here.
Crazy
so
cold.
Hoping
like
everybody
crazy,
does okay.
Thick-ass cold.
Yeah, insane. Absolutely insane. So how are
you? You know, we're on the cusp where it feels cold enough and it's raining constantly and you're just waiting for a flake.
Yeah,
it's not
right?
Happening. It's like we just can't tip it over the edge in the freezing department.
Just enough
but I'm okay with it.
No, that's not true because we haven't talked together like this since that big storm last weekend or Friday. Last Friday, all on Facebook, I saw all kinds of shit going on with hail all over the entire continent over there, and people were freaking out
over
it.
Oh,
yeah,
that was weird. It started off way up north, like Birmingham and Mosley and that area, and that was in the morning, and by like 4 o'clock, all of a sudden, the skies got really dark, and it sounded like somebody was pouring M&Ms on the floor.
Oh my god!
And I was like,
what a waste of candy!
What an incredible waste! Where's the M&Ms? And then I looked up, and it was hail.
Oh, that's crazy! And then did it sound like it was going to come through your roof?
Well, it was just really weird. Like, it was like, where is it coming from? Like, I didn't even realize that it was coming from outside. It sounded like something was going on, and I just happened to check out the skylight and saw these little pellets smashing into all the skylights, and then I had to run around closing all the windows because they're all open, a little crack for some fresh air, and that we weren't having it. So, it was just freakish, and it only lasted like 10 minutes, but it was a wicked 10 minutes.
Oof. Nice.
Yeah.
And then it melts right away, right? Ooh. So you didn't even save any in the freezer like I asked.
It's just back into rain.
Right.
Yep. Back
right,
in the rain.
Right, right. So let's see what you've been up to besides that. I see a menu on your week in review.
I know. It's been a week in food for me because it started off on Monday when Hazel called and said, do you remember that place that you love so much in Hammersmith Station, the falafel place? And I said, yeah. She said, well, it's a chain, and there's one in Croydon. I was like, what?
Wow.
So we actually went to Just Falafel for the true falafel experience, not these homemade ones that we're getting by on.
That cause much gas and distress.
No, see, the real ones don't.
Oh, no,
the
I said the ones
Costco
at home.
Do.
No, I'm saying the ones at home cause such gas and distress.
Right.
Are your girls
these
having a poo?
Are,
here we go. We're having a poo. Oh, thank you so much, Kiwi.
That's my girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's my girl. So that was fun. I think I even read you the menu.
You did. You did. I was very excited about it. And I kept going, I want the Egyptian. And I want the Mexican. It sounds
so
delish.
Good. Everything was so good. I can't even tell you. We definitely have to go back there. And then And then Gemma got a little experimental in the kitchen. I think it was Sunday, maybe. And she said, I'm going to make spinach lasagna. And I was like, cool, all right. So she was, you know, working her ass off. Like, the whole house smelled like a big Italian household. It was lovely. And we sat down to eat it. And so as I'm sitting down, she goes, you know, I wasn't really sure about the lasagna noodles, because normally when I make, like, a vegetable lasagna with the bechamel and, you know, I don't have to really boil the noodles or anything, because they cook up right in the baking process. And so she's talking, and I pick up my knife, and I go to cut a piece of my spinach lasagna, and it was like cutting into a stack of saltines.
Oh, my God. That's a little funny.
So what we learned was that these lasagna noodles in a spinach lasagna need to be cooked.
Yeah, there's not enough liquid. I mean, there's not enough, like, natural, like, in with veggie lasagna, all the yummy veggie juice cooks into the noodles.
Exactly.
Totally.
So that was a lesson learned. But tonight she rebounded really, really well and made a wild mushroom and courgette, that's for Julie, zucchini risotto, which was absolutely amazing. So she, you know, she moves on from her mistakes rather quickly.
Good for her, and good for you too.
And then for, yeah, exactly. And then for me, Donna, I have come across the organic soft figs.
From the store around the corner.
Well, those ones are the dried ones, but I found them from my Ocado shopping that they have soft ones, which is good, because then you don't have to do anything to them. Just open up the bag, slice them open, and stuff them with gorgonzola cheese and
Ridiculous.
Sweet cruise experience. I was sitting on the deck by the pool, going into that friggin' buffet, whacking off a hunk of gorgonzola and a handful of figs.
Totally.
And just relived it every moment.
Sounds yummy. I was watching one of those cooking channel rather than Food Network, Sweet Treats or Sweet Eats or something like that, and there was a candy store featured in Seattle, which I looked up because I thought I need to get these chocolate ganache filled dipped figs mailed to me, but they were $42, so I thought again.
Oh man.
Yeah, but that's, yeah, the fig thing is right on the list of things I need to eat this week, kind of a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, now I'm so addicted now. It's like,
they're good for you. You can have those.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're excellent, but like, I just can't stand when I get this, you know, over the top about something, because then I'll burn out on it really fast.
Yeah,
but I will, but
they won't stay for long. You'll do it quickly, you'll burn out, and then you'll have it back.
It's true.
You know you will.
And then I topped everything off with, I found spicy, fruity Moroccan couscous that reminded me of Big Bear.
Where? They stopped making it.
I know. Where did I get this?
Did you get it from the Turkish store?
No, I got it at Waitrose. There was a Waitrose right near, I'm sorry, I just cut you off on Skype.
Yes, you did.
There was a Waitrose right near the falafel joint.
Oh, so yummy. And it's delicious. I mean, it's right up there.
It is. It was so awesome. It had like the sultanas and the raisins. And it was really close to it, except it had less of a sweetness and more of a spice to it. But
yummy.
But with the, it was really, really good. I mean, I've yet to find anything that compares to the one that we used to get at Big Bear, but this is close.
That is true. That's hard. But you know what? That was like its own delicious recipe. But, well, I'm glad it was good. And so you really had like a food adventure this whole entire week.
Yeah, kind of. So, you know, starting on Monday and hitting that Waitrose and then getting the Ocado order in and Gemma having the cooking bug. It's worked out well for me.
But, this is working out really well for me.
It really is. I even had one of her Linda McCartney mushroom burgers.
Oh, how was it? Good?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
It really was. It was, I mean, the texture and everything, it really felt like you're eating a hamburger.
Vicky. Stella McCartney does clothing and food. Well, I kind of had a food.
No, that's Linda McCartney, not Stella.
Oh, well, then who's Stella McCartney? Stella.
She does the clothes.
Yeah.
She does the clothes.
Oh, but she doesn't do the food. So this is Linda McCartney's food? No, you said Stella.
No, Linda. She's very big vegetarian. She's got her whole, line of vegetarian food.
Just putting it out there. Oh, Vicky. Stay tuned for later, and you'll stay tuned for later, and you'll find out we're Vickying, but you'll know in just a minute or two. We'll fill you in.
Oh, Jesus!
Well, I do have to tell you, I have had a couple of interesting things happen since we chatted like this last. First of all, my mom called to tell me to ask me if I could come hang out Saturday afternoon or Saturday night for the whole night. So I picked the afternoon. Because she had a bunch of VHS videos made into DVDs. And it was really fun. There were quite a few different family events, but
Like old ones?
Yeah, really old ones. Like, for example, Jason's Bar Mitzvah, which was almost 20 years ago. So think of me 20 years ago. That would be married. That would be married to Frank, I should say. And Jason just...
Rocking the flat top back then, Donna?
Yep. Buzzed all the way up. Excellent. Totally flat top on the top. Yep, you got it. But the thing is, it was really cute because Jason, he actually did an amazing job. And it was a very long ceremony because he chose to do a full Saturday morning service rather than just read the Torah, which was really cool. And just seeing him with this tiny little voice way up here doing his whole entire Torah portion with this little tiny voice way up here, it was really cool. And then it was, this is bad. I know this is terrible, but you guys accept me for who I am. So it's okay if I tell you this. So then we were watching the party portion. And so you can see the 165 guests at some point on the dance floor, panning the room, videographer was super important because not everybody had cell phones with video on them then. So the videographer was, so we videoed the whole thing and I was sitting there playing Dead or Alive while I was watching the video.
Oh, no.
I know! It's horrible, but it's true! And it was 20 years ago, 18 years ago, and there's a lot of people that have left us since then. So that part was kind of fun. The clothing was hilarious. It was 1995. And the hair, great. The dresses with the shoulders, really terrific. So that was a lot of fun. But then this part, one of the videos she had, my parents went to Israel. My father, like, is a dream trip of his. They went to France and spent time with my French family. They went to Belgium for a little while. And then they went to Israel on a tour, a guided tour. So they were with the same people for like 10 days. My dad died about a month after they got back from this like bucket list vacation, as I've come to call it. And seriously, nobody videoed like people video now. And one of the couples that were on the trip on this tour with my folks had heard about my dad dying after the vacation, and they sent a copy of their family video of the tour to my mom. Because there were, of course, my dad walked in and out and, was part of many different events. So neither my mom nor I had watched it. And now my dad died in 89. So this is like how many years? Like 87, excuse me. So it's 38 years ago almost. And she put it in and I'm like, I don't know if I want to watch this. And she's like, yeah, I'll watch it with me. So I did. And it was kind of really interesting because it was not my family video. It was another family, That you could
so
just
were you
like
just watching it, looking for your dad.
Yeah, you could just watch my dad walk through. I see my dad getting in and out of the Dead Sea. I see my mother in who looks exactly the same. It's really it's sickly freaky, except for the gigantic owl glasses, Denise. You know the kind I mean that like cover this much of your face from your hairline down to
yeah,
your cheekbones.
Yeah, because Aunt Joanna used to have those.
Correct, same glasses. So that was.
I think she still does, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, she probably might. She doesn't wear them though right now. But it was really kind of good. It was really fun, and it was a good thing. We didn't watch the whole thing of anything because there was just too many hours of stuff to watch. So that was cool. And then on Sunday, Vicky and I took a very quick, very unplanned, very methodical trip across the alley. We went right to Trader Joe's. We were there to shop and drop off a piece of paper to Ben. So Ben drove down from his place, met us in the parking lot. We did a little bit of a drug buy, and then he left. But we actually got really, I mean, I got some yummy stuff that I needed. I had a whole shopping list from my mom, which was really funny because she was calling me, texting me, and emailing me all day, just adding stuff to the list. So that was kind of cute. And it was fun, and it was a good, quick, easy trip. So we were, that was neat. And I have to say, the second to last thing I'll talk about is Aunt Joanne and the Cook Fest. Aunt Joanne has been cooking, had cooked all week last week for Big Chuck, Chucky and Ginger, and then the other sisters and husbands. So she was in rare form. And let me just tell you, Denise, this was classic AJ this week. Classic.
Did she have her doctor's lab coat on?
She did have her lab coat on!
Yeah. You know when she's going to be cooking a lot, she don't want to get no oil or sauce splatters on her clothes. She wears.
She totally had a lab coat on.
Sure
that, I've
did.
Never noticed it before. That is really funny. That's what you asked. She was here Thursday during dinner. She was here Friday during dinner. She was here Saturday during dinner. But the best part was that she provided us with dinner. So Sunday night,
there you have it.
I had a jar of sauce, Denise, this big. It was like. It was like a mayonnaise jar full of sauce. Like it was a full jar of sauce. And then a little container with like six mini meatballs, and she apologized because she baked them. She didn't fry them, but they were delicious.
Oh, why?
Because she had a lot to do, so she had to bake them. And a little bit of sausage action. And I have to tell you, dude, I could literally drink that sauce out of the jar. But instead, I dipped bread into it.
Yeah, she does. She makes a killer sauce.
There's
man.
Something about she really her does. Sauce. I don't know if it's that she roasts the tomatoes. I don't know what it is, but
nope,
there's...
Nope.
There's something
I
about
it. I have no idea what her secret is, but, I mean, many have tried and failed, but they, she just, I have no idea.
It was killer.
She doesn't really share her cooking secret.
Nope. She said she's not cooking anymore before she leaves town, and I'm not happy about that. She said she'll leave us with sauce like she did
better.
Last year. Oh, that's true. That's true. She better. Wait, are you going to be here before she leaves? Oh, yeah, of course you are.
Yeah.
Oh, she will cook. She will cook for you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. She's not making brujol anymore, though, no matter what. You're eating all this really good food.
No, that is hard.
And then the last thing just to tell everybody is, what is that, a fig? What are you having?
No, that is a lemon biscotti. My mother sent me a box of noni biscotti.
Oh. Vicky, why am I still waiting for my snack? I did. I've asked twice already. I have. Swear to God. Can we have the candy, please? Anyway, and the last thing of news you can use this week is, unfortunately, and I do feel really bad, and please understand I do have a heart, you guys. I do. I know you know I do. Yowzit, the bane of my existence, the cat that drives me to drink and fall flat on my face, actually died this week, and it's really very sad. He'd been getting progressively, unable to walk, and super aggressive, which I've been talking about for a couple of months. And we brought him to the vet, and he gave him a little shot of something to see if it would work, and it didn't. And he died the next day, and it's really very, very, very sad. But he told us he probably had a brain tumor that's been growing for years. And no amount,
really?
Yeah, no amount of testing or medicine short of like the $3,000 mark or and surgery would really have done anything. But we're very sad, and I always feel so much worse for Deb than I do because than I do about the animal, because it really hits her very hard. So if you want to drop her a note, that would be really cute. She would really like that.
Send her another cat.
Do not send her another cat. Kill whoever sends her another cat. You may send her a picture of a cat. Do not send her another cat. You will die. All right, so right now we're having Trader Joe's triple ginger snaps made with crystallized ginger, ginger puree, and ground ginger. And I'm very happy about this for my first bite. So talk about shout-outs. Mm.
We definitely have some shout-outs. Oh, please.
Are you going to choke? She's choking. You burping? Choking? Okay. Gagging?
That was it.
These are fantastic.
That was just going to raspberry water. Nice.
These are fantastic.
Nice little blend. Very good. So shout-outs. We have to send big love to Wendy G., our longtime listener, and just know that we love you.
And man,
that's all
do
we're gonna say. Yeah. And Donna, it's a big birthday day over in the States.
What do you mean?
Little Mama, our longtime Angel Initiative and one time part of The Girls of Lori Michael. Jameson Lee's birthday is today, so happy birthday,
Little Mama.
And other longtime friend, I have renamed Campbell Scamp.
That's really funny. That's really cute. I like her new name. So happy birthday, you guys. Yep, he is. Absolutely.
Have
I love him.
What? Did you just ask me if I'd seen what?
I said nothing.
Oh, okay. and then it is official. I got the word from my other wife, Sue Melky, that the She For Me PSA video that is directed by Nicole Kahn, and it's all to Jen Foster's remix of her original She song, is coming out on February 14th.
Oh my God, that's a perfect day!
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that is totally the perfect day for it to come out.
I've been watching all the behind-the-scenes videos that they post, and I have to tell you, the one with Nicole Payson and Gabby Christian and Barbara Niven is great.
Oh, I'm totally behind. I haven't seen that one yet. I saw the rest. Very cute.
So really spread the word, girls. You know, get ready. This is going to be huge. We told you all the people that are involved in it and the major hotel chain out in California that is, you know, sponsored it and the marriage equality organization that's been backing it. You know, I mean, we all... It's a huge issue for everyone, no matter where you're at. You know, if you have, you know, same-sex marriage in your state, doesn't mean you shouldn't be fighting for another state that doesn't have it. So
yeah, let's make this happen everywhere, you guys. You know? Mm-hmm.
And then a huge shouty to Rick and Jill.
Rick Caffett.
That one, her. Yeah, her. And Jill, because Breaking Fat Season 2 just started filming, so it is well underway, and we want to give them guys a huge shout out.
Hold on. Rick Caffett posted yesterday they're coming into Florida to do some filming. I have yet to be answered what part of Florida.
I shall tweet.
Please, will you tweet her right now and tell me before the show is over, because I will go places. I will drive.
I will drive to hang out.
Vicky's so funny. That's why they're not going to tell you. Fun. Vicky's not going to tell. Vicky's like, she's not going to tell you. That's why she's not going to tell you. She heard about you and Sabrina Matthews. She's not going to do it.
I was just going to say, God, I hope the word hasn't gotten out about your stalker tendency.
Oh my God, it was one time. And congratulations to Amy T.
It's like a police record, Donna. It doesn't get expunged overnight.
It does. No, but it gets expunged after 9 years. So stop it. Let it go. And congratulations to longtime friend of the show, Amy T., who got married to, God, a gorgeous girl. I didn't even know she was, like, in love, let alone married. I'm very, very happy for her.
Yeah, cute wedding pictures. A selfie at the altar. Seriously.
Oh, no, I didn't.
Selfie at the altar.
What brings us together today. Marriage, that blessed arrangement.
I love it.
That dream within a dream.
Perfect. That's actually going to be part of mine and Jeb's ceremony. It is. Yes. It has to be.
It should be. It should be.
It should
never
be.
Is not funny.
It should be. So, Denise.
What? So, Donna, listen.
What do you got going on here? You're making some really nice statements here. Tell me what you've got.
Do you have anything that you want to share with us? Like one of our longtime favorite snarky gamos, Dan Renzi, sending us the controversial story of a Kansas man being sued by the state of Kansas for child support after donating sperm to a lesbian couple who are not seeking money from him per their legal contract. It is the state.
What?
So Dan said, you guys should talk about this on your show.
Okay, well, we are.
We're talking about it. He said, you should have a fundraiser. And I said, I think the lesbians in Kansas should have a fundraiser.
Oh,
for
my
him.
God.
Yeah,
he's
that's
sued by the
crazy.
State for child support.
It's so stupid. I mean, what's the state going to do with it?
And who knew? And if the lesbians, if the parents aren't looking for, oh my goodness. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's twisted on every level. It's ridiculous.
So what you're saying is if there's information like this that you think we can do something about, talk about, make fun of, or share with others.
Yeah, you can email us directly now at deniseanddonna@gmail.com. That's simple. Denise. The word and Donna, no spaces, @gmail.com. You can, you have a topic, you have a question, you know, of a musician, is there a news story or an event? Just email it and we'll chew it up on the next show.
Like, I'm not, unlike this cookie that's in my mouth right now.
Exactly.
Yum.
And then this is becoming like a regular segment. It's a web series roundup.
Woohoo! Web series roundup.
Yeah, Easy Abbey launched its season 2 fundraising campaign. I believe they have 13 days left, and they've got all kinds of sweet perks. So check out Indiegogo.com, and then in the search bar, type in Easy Abbey. You'll see the little picture for season 2. And they have weekly fun. Each day has a theme. And remember, you always get like cool stuff with a donation. Like,
yeah.
You can get high res cast photos. There's house parties I read about. There's one on one Skype calls with cast members.
Oh, really?
Or your name in the credits.
Oh,
so
cool.
It is really cool stuff that they're giving away. And like I said, each day has kind of a theme to it. But they've only got 13 days left and they're way off the mark. So we've.
What happens
really
if they. Wait a second. What happens if this doesn't happen? Can they not make the?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like Kickstarter. I have no idea.
Okay, well, just do what you got to do to make this work, girls.
Just do it. We don't want to find out. That's the thing.
We don't want to know what happens if it doesn't happen. Exactly.
Exactly. And then, like we said, web series roundup. Telefilms announced that Kiss or I'm Famous season 2 is up, and not just an episode. All 5 episodes are available right now, and you can binge watch. And then the season finale will be airing on February 14th.
Oh, my God. How cool is that?
Yep. You can go to onemorelesbian.com/tello right now. Sign up for your premium membership. That's only $3.99, which is peanuts, girls, a month. And then you have full access to all the web series that you hear us talking about and everyone else probably. You'll want to do this because not only for Kiss or I'm Famous, but Roomies, Gay Street Therapy, Cowgirl Up, The Throwaways, I Hate Tommy Finch, and soon the new series, which I believe is debuting at Tadina, called Hashtag.
Really?
So, yes, they just announced their lineup for Nikki and Nora is going to be there. So they've got, you know, Tello is like on the fast track right now, and you really don't want to miss out. So, I mean, seriously, it's like it'll take the $3.99 directly from your account. You don't have to do anything. You won't miss it. It's like one coffee a month. And they've got like 3 new things coming out. So not only do you have all the Nikki and Noras and all these other ones that we're always talking about, but you've got new stuff to look forward to. So it's not a waste of money.
At no additional fee.
You can, though.
At no additional fee. I mean, this is like what you get. And you know what? It's been $3.99 for all of the years that we know.
Exactly. It hasn't gone up. Nothing's changed.
And don't forget,
except
most...
except for the content. And like it just gets bigger and more.
Two-thirds of that money, or three-quarters of that money, goes right back to the artists that provide the programming for more programming. So you're right. Not paying a website. You're not paying Tello. You're paying the people that are doing this creative work to do more work for you.
Exactly. And more big news from Tello. Another great season of Nikki and Nora is coming to a close. The finale of the web series is on February 9th at 11 a.m. Pacific time.
Oh, my gosh.
But fear not, because the Nikki and Nora team has a Super Bowl special that'll be going on. And this is a direct quote from Kristen Mell. Sunday, February 2nd, we will be releasing an exclusive behind-the-scenes video, as well as sharing with fans our plans for an exciting Nikki and Nora-themed eBay auction.
What?
So, for more information, you can follow them on Twitter, at Tellofilms, or at Nikki and Nora, and they'll keep you posted, and we'll keep you posted.
Absolutely,
we will.
Oh my God, yeah. I know how much you love this one. This is a binge-watcher for me. Maybe during the game.
Yeah, me.
Maybe during the game I'll watch the whole thing. Oh, no, I can't miss any commercials. I'll do it Saturday. Very good. Very good. Very good.
And then also in the web series roundup coming in the spring of 2014 is a new web series from filmmaker Katie Shannon at Thompson Films. A pair of codependent friends, one straight, one lesbian, Carly and Alex, stumble through life in a new series called K&A, and it looks absolutely hilarious.
Oh, cool.
I cannot wait for it. I've seen, if you go to YouTube, type in K&A, you can find the trailer, or you can look in our Facebook group, and I'm sure I posted it in there somewhere. But it looks absolutely hilarious, and I can't wait for it. Katie's made short films, too, so she knows what she's doing, and she's always, and her stuff is always, like, really good quality. You don't feel like you're watching an internet thing, you know? It's really good.
That's so awesome.
Good for her.
Beautiful.
And then let's just set this up. From the gaygirldatingcoach.com, Mary Malia is doing her Live Your Best Lesbian Life Global Tele Summit, and that is set to launch on February 4th at noon Eastern. And you can go to the website, liveyourbestlesbianlife.com. And so the site launches on February 1st, and you can register and then check back starting February 4th for the first of 20 different sessions where you can watch some amazing inspirational lesbians talk about living their best lesbian life. It's hosted by Mary. There are video sessions this year. They're not just audio, so you get to actually see the person that Mary's talking to who is talking about living their best lesbian life. And there's like... she's got 20 amazing people from all over the women from all over the world. It's just absolutely incredible. Familiar faces and names like Maren Johns, Vicky Shaw, Cindy Edwards from over here, Robin Exton from Datch. So you keep forgetting you.
This is the series.
I do. I am the kickoff on February 4th.
There you go. This is the series that this is the interview that video interview that Denise talked about a couple of shows ago, and again last show. We had the pleasure of having a chance to chat with Mary and take a listen. Hello?
Mary Malia.
Hi, Malia. Mary.
It's Mary Hi. Malia. It's Mary Malia, gay girl dating coach extraordinaire. Hey!
I like that promo. Yay! Hi, this is Donna.
Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi.
Mary, it seems like just yesterday that we were having our teleconference. Like just yesterday was a cozy hangout.
Hi, Mary. This is Donna, and we're trying to get you sounding delicious on this end. Are you on a cell phone by any chance?
Yeah, I'm on a cell. We don't have a land. There's no landline here.
Ah.
You have to get in a really good part of your house with a strong signal or wear a tinfoil hat.
Let me see.
I'm not joking. Go make a tinfoil hat. We'll wait.
Denise. Denise, you're so funny. I'm not joking. Go make a tinfoil hat.
I think I need a tinfoil hat. I think you're right.
Actually, that sounds okay.
Okay, can you hear me? Good?
I can. Donna, can you?
There's a lot of background noise, too.
Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. I'm wandering from a room that's full of a gaggle of women.
It sounded like a gaggle.
Yeah. It was. It's one of my tribes. It's one of my tribes.
How lucky is she?
She has more than one
here
tribe.
By ourselves.
We only have one tribe, and she has more than one tribe, Denise. I'm a little jealous.
Yeah, she does have... She has
multiple tribes.
Many.
One of my tribes, we're watching American Idol. There's a fire going. It's about 10 degrees here in Maine.
Where are you?
I'm in Maine.
What part of Maine are you in?
I am in, right now, I am in South Freeport, Maine.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't been to Maine in a million years, but originally from Massachusetts, and we summered in Casco, South Casco, on Sebago.
Yeah.
Love it. That's oh, my God. Good. It's like 0 degrees. I'm surprised you could even dial.
Well, it's toasty inside. Very toasty.
Holy cow. I can't remember what 10 degrees is like. I can't.
That's because you're in Celsius today.
It's freaking cold.
I want to make sure I say your name right, because I keep saying Malia, but I'm saying it wrong, correct? How am I saying it right?
Say it right by saying, I'm going to mail ya, Aletta.
That's Aletta. I will mail ya.
Mail ya. I'm going to mail ya.
Mail ya, Aletta. Denise, I'm never going to forget, and I'm going to drop my R's the rest of the interview.
That's right. Channel your inner youth.
Your inner youth.
That's mine.
Channel your Maine Summit accent on Casco.
Oh, I love it.
There you go.
Oh, my God. I'm wistfully wandering through my brain right now. All right, let's get going. Denise, are you ready to go?
I am ready to go.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Joining us now is Mary Malia from thegaygirldatingcoach.com. And we are so excited to have you and to share all the good stuff that you're going to be bringing the entire lesbo community. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. It's exciting to be here. Thank you so much.
She's freezing her butt off in Maine. I can't. I'm so happy that you joined us. I would be standing in front of the fireplace and you wouldn't get me on the phone.
Well, you got me on the phone, and if I stand by the fireplace, we can't talk. Cause
it's true. It's true. It's right. Stay right where you are.
The gaggle's carrying on in there.
There's a gaggle.
She's having an American Idol party, and I love that.
There's multiple gaggle involved. I'm very jealous of having more than one gaggle. I'll just put it right out there. Well, we're talking to Mary tonight because the Global Telesummit that Denise started chatting about a few weeks back is set to launch the beginning of February, February 4th. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
At That's noon. Right. And you'll be able to catch that on your other website called liveyourbestlesbianlife.com. That's all one word, you guys. No dots, no dashes. Liveyourbestlesbianlife.com. Tell us a little more about the Telesummit and how this came to be.
The Telesummit is something that this is actually the second one. I did the first one in June of 2012, and it's got a couple of purposes. I mean, the whole theme is about the name of it, Live Your Best Lesbian Life. And what I do is I search out lesbians who are just living their lives out loud everywhere I can find them and learn about, you know, Denise and I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago. How did you come up with doing what you're doing? How did you get involved in all these things? What is it you're trying to do? What's your best life all about? And so I've talked to everybody from women like Kate Clinton, and everybody in the States anyways knows Kate Clinton. She's an icon, to Maren Johns, who's the editor of Curve magazine, to lots of different women doing lots of different things. And the whole point of it is that it's a free event. Anybody anywhere in the world with an internet connection can log into these calls, these conversations. This year, they're actually video conversations, so you can see who this woman is that is talking. And I know the first time I did it, I heard back from women all over the globe, particularly women who live in countries where it's really illegal to be lesbian.
Oh, that's interesting.
You're harassed and criminalized. And they would write me and say this had changed their lives. It had changed the way they viewed themselves. They didn't feel alone. They didn't feel separate. They didn't feel lost. And that's a really powerful thing. But I think in countries where we're more free, we forget for women who don't have that kind of freedom.
It's so true. When Mary and I first connected on this, and I was telling her about some of the women I met over here in the UK that are doing, like, spectacular things, I couldn't wait to connect her with those people. And it's outreach just grows and grows, and it really is a global telesummit. Mary, tell us a little bit about the reach of this, the scope of it.
Well, and actually one of the women you suggested, Cindy Edwards, who does Elfest, is one of the women I interviewed. But I expect just with the speakers and the connections that they have, whether it's through their lists or their social media, that right there we're reaching 116,000 women around the globe.
Oh,
I actually brought on a new speaker this week who's from Australia, which I'm really excited about. And I hope what happens is women hear about it and they share the information. They share the news. This is going to be 12 days with 20 different interviews that go on. So there's a lot of opportunity to see who these people are and just get involved, learn what's happening, and figure out what you can do where you are. Take a great idea and make it happen.
This is
such a smart idea.
Right.
Too.
I was just going to say it's really brilliant. And you touched on it a little bit, how you picked the women that you chose for this go-around. Can you give us a little more detail on maybe a couple of the names? Like why you picked Maren Johns, why you picked Denise, why you picked Robin Exton.
You know, I actually tried to get Denise in my first one, and I was too late into the game. She was too busy, so she sent me saying, like, I'm too busy for that. But she was available. I started early with her first. But I wanted to talk to her because she's done some interesting things in her life that lots of women are exploring. She had a long-distance relationship for a long time that worked, and she and her partner are now, they're now married, living together.
Yep.
And lots of women are exploring that. I think that's really interesting. And she's doing all these sort of grassroots things, whether it's the radio show or writing or getting into her soap opera. Then there's Maren, who's from Australia, now lives in the States, and runs Curve magazine, the largest lesbian magazine.
Totally crazy. Yeah.
She's also really, she's got such a drive about LGBT advocacy and human rights and gay rights. And so I love how she talks about that. Plus just how her drive to make Curve the lesbian O magazine, which I think is just really, really fun. Then another woman I've talked to is Vicky Shaw, who's a comedian.
We love her.
Fabulously funny.
Her story's fantastic. Yeah, she's been with us a couple of times. Her story is really fantastic. Yeah,
it is. She has a great story. And then today I talked to Barb Elgin, who is also, she's a dating coach and matchmaker, who's got another great story of both her personal life and what she does to serve the community.
Wow, you're bringing up a crazy list of names from our past. I have to tell you, Barb had a segment on our show in 2007 and 2008, I believe. She was.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, this is really exciting. So this is, I'm sorry, you said 20 interviews over 12 days. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is it a one-time only thing, or if you miss one, can you go back and watch more?
Every video is available for 24 hours.
Okay.
And they keep coming, and there's a few days where there's going to be like two or three videos in a day to watch and tune into. And then if you miss them all, I will do a couple over the weekend. There'll be some bonus sessions where I'll make a video available again.
That's excellent.
Been really popular that week. And then to help pay for this whole event, because everything, you know, takes a little of the ching, ching, change.
Yeah.
I have a package available for $37. You can buy all the videos and have them to view whenever it fits your schedule.
That actually sounds like a really great deal, because it's really investing in the lifestyle you want to create for yourself. This is a separate website from your ongoing website. Is gaygirldatingcoach.com is your full-time website, should we say?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's my full-time website, and that's what I do. Right now, I'm taking a little hiatus from my Gay Girl Love Tour. I'm traveling around the country doing a series of dating workshops to help women date better. I always say if you date better, you'll mate better.
Wow.
And lesbians, lots of women struggle with dating. I mean, there's women who don't. They're good at it. It's easy. They get it. But lots of women really struggle. And so episodes. I'm taking Gay Girl Dating Coach on the road. I've already done 5 states, 9 tour stops, 10 tour stops, 9,000 miles, and I'll be out there again the end of February.
Well, where's where and where can we find the list of where and how much and all that?
Well, I'll be starting from Maine, heading down the East Coast, and I'm looking to book some tours, some tour stops, you know, in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, down through North Carolina. Then I will be heading across back to Texas. I'll be doing a couple more in Texas again. Hopefully the Phoenix area, New Mexico, Phoenix, and then up the West Coast.
Wow. So, we've got friends all over the world. We need to make sure they're aware of your date schedule.
Well, my goal is in the next 3 years to take this all over the world, and I'm really excited about it. And a lot of, you know, I do workshops that I do in venues where, you know, I'm in a hotel and renting a space, but I'll also do small home-based workshops if you can get 10 or 12 or 15 women together if it's on my roof. And so if you follow me at Gay Girl Dating Coach, one of my pages is all about Gay Girl Love Tour. And as stops get scheduled, I post that information there.
Excellent. So we'll check it out.
Phenomenal.
And know where you get this. I'm really excited about the whole package, Denise. MLR, MyLesbianRadio.com, and the Lesbian Lounge. Mm-hmm. Very proud of being able to include Denise in this prestigious lineup of women who make a difference, and how cool that you picked her and that you're working with us
today
to get the word out. We need to make a plan that we can do this again a little bit after the series so we can hear what some of the feedback was and the impact that you make. We'd love to, as we call, circle back and get a recap.
Absolutely. I would love that.
We should have Mary drop us a couple of dating tips that we can chew to pieces on our show on a regular basis.
Yeah, would you slip us something? All right, good. Could you slip us something really, really core, really basic, right off the top of the list? Like, what would be a really good start?
Okay, really good start. Here's one of the things I learned in my tour. Do you know that most lesbians don't ask anybody out? That's why lesbians don't get dates, because nobody asks anybody, right? Which is crazy.
Why?
So here's one of my really simple tips. If you're out somewhere and, you know, it's a lesbian event and you spy a woman who you think you're like, oh, I like the way she looks, I'm attracted to her, but you're not sure she's attracted to you, I would say look for the three looks that you capture her eye. You count 1, 2, 3, then look away. So 3-second look. And you then go do something else for a while, and then try to move someplace else in the room and see if you catch her looking at you again. And count. Look at her and count. 1, 2, 3. And then look away, and then do it one more time. If you get 3 looks from her, approach her. She wants to talk to you.
Wow.
Exactly. She doesn't. If she's not turning her back and she's not talking behind her hand to her friend, you're
That's
clear.
Right.
It's an all clear. Yeah.
Like we do, Denise, like you and I do all the time. Wow. You know what? That's just a tiny little bit, but that's a lot. You know, I'm kind of still stuck on what you opened with, which was most lesbians don't ask someone out. Like, are we just waiting? Like, are there too many of us? Are we waiting for the other person to make the first move?
Yes, exactly.
That's
Everybody's
ridiculous.
Waiting for somebody else to do it. So part of what I do is I try to get a fire going in women to go, wait a minute, you got to own what you want to have. If you want to have a great relationship, you got to own the dating process to get there.
Yep.
And
it's so true. Basics. Yeah. This is the basics.
Very
the basics. Because there's women everywhere, but nobody's asking anybody out. Well, then you don't, then nothing happens. So, yeah, it's a basic, and it's just a simple little thing that I see work all the time. It works.
Has this worked for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tested. It's a tested theory.
It's a true and tested theory. This isn't
this is
just
time tested.
Right.
Tool.
There
tool.
You go. There you go.
A tool.
It's a tool out of my gay girl dating toolbox.
I love it. So to be in touch with Mary Malia First, check out gaygirldatingcoach.com is her main website. And then launching on February 1st, liveyourbestlesbianlife.com will be featuring the series of video interviews with women of strength and creativity and information all over the world. And that starts February 4th at noon. And there's 20 different interviews that you can experience over a 12-day period with the opportunity for some repeats and reinvestigation. And we really want to thank you again for taking the time out of your evening to be with us and to share a little bit more info. And I'm really looking forward to, I mean, this is a list of people we know, so I'm super looking forward to checking them all out.
No, thanks. Thanks. Well, I'm really thrilled that you invited me. I really want women to know about this and share it with their friends and have fun with it. And yeah, let me know what they think. And let me know who they want me to talk to, because I'm going to be doing this again this year.
Perfect.
Probably sometime this summer. Yeah.
Excellent. I got a chicken mind ready, so we'll talk about that another time. Definitely.
All right. That's
well,
great.
Thank you so much. And go snuggle by that fire.
That's where I'm going right now.
All right, take care. Thanks. Great. Good night.
Okay. Hugs.
Thanks,
bye.
Mary. Bye.
Thanks, Denise. Bye-bye.
So that was totally cool, right? I mean, there's so much. I'm actually really looking forward to it. And I like that if you miss one, you can go back and catch them. And, you know, it sounds like she's just so, like, good for a lot of different things. I can't wait to try that 3-second thing. I'm not looking. I'm just saying. I just want to try it. That's it. All right, I can't wait to talk about.
I'm sure Deb appreciates that.
I just want to try it. I'm not doing anything about it.
You should test it.
Denise, I can't wait to get into Hot Topics because we have to go here. We must go here.
We must go here because it was a Grammy week.
Grammy Sunday this past Sunday, Grammy week, and oh my God, I've watched more E! News. Before, during, and after.
I've been addicted.
I can't get enough of all the trash talk and all the chatter. It's just too cool. So come on, I want you to give it to me like you wrote it, because it's hilarious.
Okay, all you need to know is right here in my Grammy rapid fire fashion review, because the awards themselves were kind of fucked up.
They were awful. So,
yeah, first up, Pharrell seemed to be channeling Dudley Do-Right on his way to Arby's with the Canadian Mountie big brown hat and the tracksuit jacket that would have made Sue Sylvester proud. Next on deck, Taylor Swift wore a dress made of medieval chain links. She explained to Ryan Seacrest on the red carpet that she thought perhaps the dress was bulletproof. Not a bad idea, Taylor.
Smart.
Later, she used the onstage opportunity to swing her sassy new layered locks with some awkward headbanging at the piano.
What the hell?
Beyonce and Jay-Z, parents of the year, sweated up the stage in their sexy version of Drunk Love. I'm sure Blue Ivy was watching that. Queen Latifah looked stunning as she joyfully performed the official wedding ceremony for, I don't know the number because it changes in every article, 30, 33, 34, diversify couples, interracial, same-sex, and straight, during the Macklemore, Ryan, and Mary Lambert same love song. By the way, Queen Latifah looks much thinner lately, probably due to extra sessions with her personal trainer, Jeanette.
Personal trainer.
Oh, and during same love, Madonna joined all of them on stage wearing a white pimp suit with the Lone Ranger's hat and Mr. Peanut's cane. A different look than when she arrived on the red carpet wearing a suit Diane Keaton would have loved and a hat fit for the Quaker Oats man. As if that wasn't enough, her adopted son David had almost the exact same outfit on too. Laura did a moody Wiccan pagan interpretation of Royal.
Oh, that's fantastic!
And a mixed bag of goodies continued with Paul and Ringo still rocking those sergeant collar jackets 50 years later, pink twirling in the air, and a Paul Williams accepting on behalf of someone, looking like a shrunken head version of David Spade on peyote. Quite a night. Oh, and by the way, Mary Lambert's dating Michelle Samuel.
What the fuck, right? What the fuck? I want to hear, besides how much I am in love with that news, I want to hear a song by the two of them together. I fucking love this tidbit. Thank you, Julie, for spraying it all over Facebook, because I saw it on a lunch break drive by and just ate it with a spoon. Oh my God. Okay, so let me go back. Let me go back to the, we got, first of all, you nailed it, because As far as an award show is concerned, I don't know who won. I don't know who was nominated. I don't care. It was boring and miserable. The music that they tried to put together this year really just didn't cut it. No one. Drummers should never sing. Ringo Starr, yes, I understand. Ringo Starr should never sing. Even though it was him, it was a shame. And D2, forgive me, I am not trashing the Beatles or the history that they were, but somebody not give him a mic the next time. There was so much really interesting music that could have been really the highlight of the show, but it was just a shame that the show itself was put together so poorly. I have to tell you, you missed one thing about Madonna, the grill, the gold grill on the teeth.
Yeah, yeah.
She couldn't talk, much less sing. It was really sad. It was really pathetic.
Yeah. I mean, what is she now? 55, 54, something like that? I mean,
that's it.
Enough with the gimmick.
But she looks like she needed the cane, Din. She was walking like she needed it. No. It's all the talk because she was walking both in the black gangster suit on the red carpet and then switched to love the Colonel Sanders outfit for the musical number. Yeah, she needed the cane in both situations, and it was sad, and I just kept looking at Mary Lambert looking at Madonna, and Mary Lambert, I know, is going, I'm on stage singing next to Madonna, and Madonna's, like, trashing the song. I felt really bad for the song, but so proud of Macklemore and Ryan Lewis so much, and of course, our own Mary Lambert. Where would she be without being on the show and on She Magazine? What can we say?
Rosie is heading to The View for her first visit in 5 years. ABC announced that Rosie's guest appearance is scheduled for February 7th. It's likely she'll be promoting ABC Family's The Fosters, in which she had a multi-episode arc as a social worker, Rita.
And Monday, this coming Monday, she's going to be on Hollywood Game Night with Penny Marshall. Yes, I will save it till you get home. I'm recording it. I will save it till you get home. Yes, I will.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Because I can't even imagine Penny Marshall.
Man, that's going to be really good. and more good news. It is happening. Pitch Perfect 2 is greenlit with
what?
Elizabeth Banks directing.
I want to be more Amy.
I know. No word on which cast members have signed on, but if you watch Pitch Perfect again and really pay attention to the competition host's remarks, you'll know that Elizabeth can do no wrong. Speaking of Pitch Perfect, Anna Kendrick was on Conan. She was on Conan talking about being at the Grammys and said, and I quote, "Katy Perry finger banged my cleavage." So let's hope that Anna Kendrick is back for Pitch Perfect 2.
Oh, I'd love. I'm actually kind of really excited about this, and I'm glad I'm hearing it here first. I had no idea.
Yeah,
oh
that's
my
big
god.
News.
Freshen up
in,
the downtown, if you know
news.
What I mean. Let's go freshen up the downtown, if you know what I mean, Denise.
Oh, I hear you.
I fucking love her. What is this?
In much smaller news, Boy George is releasing... no, it's not. It's big over here. Boy George is releasing his first studio album in 18 years.
What?
This Is What I Do. The deluxe version is available on March 25th. Boy George does many live gigs around London as a DJ, but he's back and singing, plus did the writing, and nothing like the 80s with the smocks and the dreads. He's got a whole new look, a little more manly, but still makeup, but a little more manly. And you can check out King of Everything. The first song released and video is now on YouTube. So you'll be really surprised what he looks like, really.
You know what I just learned? I did not know that he's out doing DJ work. I had no idea.
Yeah, he played the Roundhouse, and, you know, right in London, and a lot of gigs. He did one of those big festivals in the park.
Interesting.
Yeah, I forget what it was, As One at the Park or something. I think he DJed that.
Very cool.
In startling news, Disney aired its first ever same-sex couple and the same-sex couple characters in the popular kids series Good Luck Charlie. Even though it was the two-part season finale, it was still a big leap for Disney.
Is this a boy couple or a girl couple?
Girl couple.
And it was the characters were kids, or they were the parents of kids?
parents of the star of the parent, no, parents of a friend of the star of the show.
So very like interesting.
Charlie's friends, they couldn't figure out one. The whole plot line was like the parents, one parent thought that the mom was Amy, and the other parent thought that the mom was Gail. And she's got two mommies. So whatever, but good for them for sticking a toe in the controversial pond.
Please, thank God.
Disney,
the gayest place to work on earth. Exactly.
And then a sad note, Donna. I just read this: the Sean Saves the World has officially been canceled.
Shut
the
up.
The production. They were ordered 18 episodes. They filmed 14. You've seen 12. Let's hope that we get to see the episode with Portia de Rossi playing his ex-wife.
Oh my God, that would be the perfect casting for her. Oh my God.
Yeah, so hopefully you guys get to see that. Not quite sure, but
that's
pretty much it.
I don't, there's nothing I laugh harder at on TV. Nothing. I'm very disappointed.
Did I tell you we got mom over here?
Your mother must be thrilled. Your mom
Donna,
must.
I can't. That show is hilarious.
It gets better. It gets better and better and better every week.
Oh, the lines are just like, you remember, Mom, or you seem to forget, Mom. I saw you licking cocaine out of carpet. She's like, there's nothing wrong with being thrifty.
Hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Perfect segue to this week's Getting to Know You, Denise. I'm not going to tell you much. Just take a listen. Lay back. Lean back. Relax. And enjoy getting to know one of our good friends.
Scoot down on the table. Scoot down a little bit on the table.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you. Getting to like you. Getting to hope you like me. Getting to know. My way, but nicely. You are precisely my cup of tea.
Hello.
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 Hello. What's going on?
Hello, Rob. How are you, Rob? I'm practicing my snooty voice.
Let's see how many people in a row you can say, I'm in your old bedroom.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's so funny. We just had Erica. She's like, I'm in your old room.
Hey, Rob. I'm in your old room.
It's true.
That's
true.
Fucking hilarious.
I bet it smells better, though, huh?
Well, I don't know. There's a couple of litter boxes in here, dude.
It depends if Gunther took a shit then. Yet. Exactly.
It depends on if Gunther took a shit yet.
He goes, it'll smell the same then.
Pretty much. Wow.
Rob, we want to graciously thank you for agreeing to be part of Getting to Know You. We want to know why. Why on earth did you pick this?
I don't know. I had a momentary laugh.
It's a pretty twisted science experiment that we do every year.
Yeah.
But it is fun. And you will have a good time. And we will have a good time, too.
It is true.
I'm having a good time with you guys.
It's appropriate that we would be chewing.
It is.
Of course.
We're eating bagels.
Because if we're not eating...
We're not on the air. All right, man.
We got a series of questions we're going to ask you. No thinking, just answer. No big deal. No brain surgery, but just have fun with it, okay?
All right.
Okay. Whose turn to go first?
I'll go first. Ready?
All right, yeah.
If you could create a magic pill for yourself, what would you want it to do?
Man, add muscle.
Muscle, all right. Muscle. Good, very good.
Number two. How would you end this sentence? I totally get turned on when I see a woman wearing...
Nothing.
Yeah, that might be my answer, too.
I got an answer for that one.
All right, number three. Which TV show characters would you like to hang out with?
TV show characters. One would be probably Dexter.
Oh, my God. That's two. Excellent.
And then the other total polar opposite would be Miss Vandekamp from Desperate Housewives.
Brie.
Brie
Vandekamp.
That's
really, really.
Yeah.
The redhead thing again.
Uh-huh.
Nice job.
I thought he might go with Gillian Anderson, but he surprised me a little. Okay.
All right, ready?
You said characters. You didn't say actors.
No, you're right.
That's true.
Okay, so I don't want to ask the next question.
Oh, I will.
Yeah, Denise will ask.
I will.
Okay, go ahead.
But I don't want to ask the one after that either. All right. Go ahead, Denise. You asked number four also.
What's something that you do when you're all alone in your home that you wouldn't do when someone else is there?
Sing.
Aww, that was harmless.
There you go.
All right, I'll do the next one.
Please do.
When your mom asks what a queef is, what do you tell her?
Oh, man, I would have to tell her in the most medical terms possible.
Like what? Go ahead, use it. Say it. Do it.
Rob,
what is a queef?
What air dispenser?
Air leaves your body. No, not from that end, the other end.
That's really good.
Oh, that's funny.
My mom didn't know what a brown eye was, so there's no way I'm going to be able to explain what a queef is.
I'm going to text your mom right now.
We'll tell her.
You go right ahead.
We'll tell her. Don't worry about it.
She's down the street from you.
Oh, God. Okay, finish this sentence. Very few people know that I...
Yeah.
I didn't really think about this. I didn't think these through.
Yeah, clearly.
Next question! All right, here's
I just can't finish that sentence.
Nope, no, we're not going to let you.
Used to live in Denise's...
Used to sleep in the studio. Right.
Okay, here's your bonus question, or your boner question. Ready? I have to swallow. I mean the bagel.
That's what she said, okay.
Shut it!
What do you think Melissa Etheridge smells like?
Interesting. Baby lotion.
Oh, went a whole different route. Went a whole different route. Very good.
This was way more fun than I thought it was going
to
be.
You forgot to ask him number seven.
I did?
Mm-hmm.
I did.
This will be your bonus question. If you could toaster any straight chick right now, who would it be?
If I could what?
Toaster.
What the hell's that?
Oh my God.
Bang out a straight chick.
Oh. Marcia Cross.
Sticking with going with the Brie Van de Kamp all the way around. Okay.
Excellent. I fucked up. I skipped that one. Oops.
All right. Well, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh. Oh, I hope he means you.
This is,
If you could get stoned with any person, past or present, who would it be?
Penny from Big Bang Theory.
Bob Marley.
Really?
It would probably take a lot of weed to get him high.
I know. Donna just wants to pass out.
I know, right?
She'd be unconscious.
Is this love? Is this love? Is this love?
Penny.
Yo, what up? Yo, Shelly, what?
Oh, man, that is funny.
Wow. You know, during the interview, Denise... During the interview, Denise and I said this is what if something about this is more fun than we thought it would be. And I looked at Denise on Skype right now, and I went twice. This is more fun than I thought it would be twice. Oh man, you know what? As much as we love and adore our longtime listener friends and family, it's good to have an old friend kick in every now and then. And that's really funny, Vicky, opening with. How many people have
another one. We did like three people in a row that had slipped in.
Oh my God, that's very funny. Good times for all. Oh, good times. I love Rob. He's just so easy to pick on and have fun with, and even when he doesn't know it.
He knows how to take a joke.
Even when he doesn't know it. Of course, we're not going to share with anybody what... Nobody knows that I... All right, let's talk about this week's music spotlight, and I'm going to take the word new out of it, Denise, just to keep it real. But do, go on. Who have you got for us?
Yeah, not new to us, but of course, just the way I like to share the UK bands with you, I like to share some of the US lovelies with the UK girls over here, and that is exactly what we're doing tonight with Trett Furrer.
Trett Furrer has been a staple of lesbian music longer than you are old, Denise. Seriously.
True.
Absolutely. This is a beautiful song, though. Now, why is she come to the top of the?
She's been brought into the spotlight by our very own Ayla Chicky, who just happened to catch Trett perform live over there on that coast, and I quote, Ayla said, "Loved her dreamy girl songs. One girl, one guitar, and she kept us entertained for hours with all her different styles and songs." That's a huge compliment. And she's right. Trett will melt you instantly with her easy, smooth, sultry vocals. And her life and lyrics will wash over you like your favorite hoodie out of the dryer.
Aww. That's beautiful. What song is this, Vic?
A Piece of the Sky.
Well, which is the name of her latest CD?
Yeah, this is the title track from A Piece of the Sky, her latest CD, and that is available on cdbaby.com. Great tracks like Bucket of Tears and The Rain. So have a listen, check out the pictures, try and see her live. Ayla couldn't rave enough about how wonderful she was in person. So all the information is on trettfure.com, TRETFURE.com.
Do you hear the dryer? That was the dryer, just saying. Trett Furrer was just in town here, as a matter of fact, and I missed her. She was here a couple weeks ago with doing a performance with Blast from Palm Beach, and she played at Compass.
Oh, wow.
She played at Compass on a Sunday night, and it was, of course, women just older women know who she is and what she stands for, and her voice is as clear and yummy as it's been forever and ever and ever. So if you don't know her yet, you need to put this performer in your pocket of musicians you should have cut your teeth on. I really appreciate Ayla still being in touch with us and sharing the goods with us. Thank you so much, Cheeky. You look adorable on Facebook all the time, both of you.
Donna, your girl from Breaking Fat says that she will be in Orlando.
I'm coming. I need to know where and when.
She wants to know if you're near there.
I'll make myself.
I'm just
going
to say yes. Let's just say yes.
Just tell her to Facebook message me info, and I will.
Right around the corner.
And I will be there in 2 hours and 23 minutes. I will go there. Oh, yes, I will.
I know.
I will go there just to give her a hug and an M&M. I could do that. I adore your pick of your drink suggestion this week, Denise. This works for everybody right now.
I know. This was a thoughtful drink for all of you freezing your asses off anywhere right now. This is called Cafe Barbados. And the ingredients, very simple, in a mug and in this order, 1.5 ounces of dark rum, 1.5 ounces of coffee liqueur, like Tia Maria, Kahlua, something like that. Super hot, strong black coffee. And whipped cream. That's it.
Wow.
Bada bing.
That
like
sounds
a,
kind
like
of
a super
top
powerful
of the line.
Coffee cocoa. Yeah.
You know, I love this.
You all need this right now.
Wherever you are, snuggle up.
It's true. Then, so the Internet Golden Nugget, Donna, is an old favorite relaunching under a different name. It's called www.pinkybee.com.
Where'd that come from?
Pink Banana.
Ah.
Yeah, Pink Banana Media. It's a good collection of LGBT articles, information, entertainment, video, and it's all based on the social media scene of us queers. It's a business, it's a blog, it's a resource, it's international, it's local. It's like a big pink banana smoothie, but in a nutshell, here's what they say about themselves. At Pink Media, we help you build your social media content networks and then develop and implement a strategy that integrates your content into the social media universe that's specifically matched to your industry. We stay specialized in the LGBT marketplace, as we can then reach deeper into this niche for you, drawing on our 18-plus years of experience in the LGBT online industry and putting these years of experience to work for you.
Wow.
So, like I said, you can learn stuff from it. You can, you know, their business, but you can also go to their site and learn stuff that you might find useful.
It sounds like it's a one-stop shop for multiple needs, Denise.
Very true. Very true. And then events, as we wrap, Donna, just a few, you know, this is a big one. Girl Trash, All Night Long, comes out on February 1st. And there is also Rose Collet over here. That's over on your side. Well, no, I guess it's everywhere.
We've been waiting for that for a really, really, really long time. I can't believe it's happening finally.
Yeah, I know. You've waited. We've waited long enough. So over here, Rose Collet is doing her one-woman show, Trouser-Wearing Characters. And this is for LGBT History Month at the Gallery Cafe Stage, 21 Old Ford Road in London, and that is on Wednesday, February 5th. So that's important stuff, too. And then new night, new girl night around here, Misfit at the Stokey Stop in London is happening, and this seems to be a really good time. I see Effie Mae and Sandra Davenport post a lot of pictures about this, and that's Saturday night at the Stokey Stop in London, and it's Misfit, and it sounds like an amazing time. It's the weekly alternative to your average girl night. Free entry again.
Wow.
That's pretty good news right there. I don't have a lineup as to who's doing what and who's DJing, but so what? Just go. Just have a shot of tequila with Effie Mae. Tell her you heard about it here on the lounge.
She kills me. Facebook has been killing me this week, I'm telling you. Go on. We'll get to that in a second.
She's so funny. And then moving on in the month of February, on the 7th, it's Hey Soiree Networking at the Radisson Blue Edwardian Kenilworth. That's Friday, February 7th. Winter Pride is happening over here somewhere in London, don't really know. Winter Pride UK 2014, the best indoor festival, so that's a bit important to know. It's at 50 Porter's Walk, and you can buy tickets. You can go to their Facebook page, and there is a link right there to buy tickets to go. That's kind of big.
That sounds really fun. Do you have one more? Because I have one for here, as a matter of fact.
I do. There is over in California, and this is, what day is this? This is on Saturday, February 8th. The Shishi Dance for Ladies Over 35 is at the Sunset Temple, 3911 Kansas Street in San Diego.
Of course it is.
Why are you laughing?
Of course it is. Because it's at the temple for the women over 35. I love it.
What do you got?
Well, February all over the world is Black Pride Month. And just to be sure you're aware, it is also Black Gay Pride Month. And the first event that's happening is at the Pride Center on Thursday, the 6th at 7 p.m. is the Black History Month with Pride opening art reception featuring the work of photographer Alonzo Lowry, who presents his exhibit Images of Africa. And that sounds like a really great event. All right, we'll pick that up in a second. Sorry. And and then the whole month there's stuff going on. So there's more coming up. I'll make more announcements as the month goes forward. But if you want to know anything at all, just inbox me at Facebook, because my Donna at mylesbianradio.com email's not working. All right, so we want
to... So just send it to our Gmail.
Oh, Denise, that's right, Denise and Donna at gmail.com.
Yeah,
Then she'll have to answer it.
I will have to answer it. She's right. She'll make sure I answer it.
All right, that's a wrap, folks.
We want to thank you so much for being a part of the show. And tune in for more things coming and more fun, amazing adventures with Denise and Donna.
Hey, Donna, do you want to just a little teaser for our next show? Here's a clue for our listeners. On our next show that you get on your iPod, we have a very special guest, and I'm just going to drop a little hint. Ready? You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life.
Who will it be? Are we going out on a song?
The Rain.
We're going out on The Rain
by Trent.
By Trent Fuhr, and we'll see you next week.
Or so. Long, folks.
Will I stand out in the rain? Will it wash away my tears? Will a whole heart still remain when my anguish disappears? And if I let it truly drench me, will the waters then recede? And if I let my jaw unclench, will my anger be set free? Or will the rain just fall on me? Will the rain just fall on me? And if I shout into the wind, will my cries be blown away? Will a new life then begin? And will my heart line be remade? And if I let the zephyrs move me, will my pathway be swept clean? And if I find a voice to soothe me, will there be a better dream? Or will the wind just blow? Will the wind just blow at me? Well, there's hope in every sunrise. There's promise in a rainbow. There's freedom in a sunset made of gold. And I imagine there are deeper dreams ahead. And more than I have ever said, more than I have ever said, more than I have ever said. And if I walk through fields of snow, will the snowdrifts cover me? Will it quiet me as I go? Or will this hurt forever be? And if I make it through the storm, will a spring thought touch my bones? Will I finally feel warm, this heart that longs for home? Or will the snow just cover me? Will the snow just cover me? Well, there's hope in every sunrise. There's promise in a rainbow. There's freedom in a sunset made of gold. And I imagine there are deeper dreams ahead. And more than I have ever
more
seen.
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 More than I have ever seen. If I stand out in the rain, will it wash away my tears? And if I let it truly drench me, will the waters then recede? And if I let my jaw unclench, will my anger be set free?